It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are just thrilled. Sky Daniels being joined by really an American treasure, Lee Ann Womack. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are a trooper. For those of us, our audience out there, obviously, who watched the Grammys last night, Lee Ann was at the Grammys, nominated once again, and did her thing on the... Many of you, as I did, saw you walking the red carpet. She obviously went out and socialized afterwards, and here she is today giving us a live performance. You are truly a trooper.
This is my favorite part. That's that part last night, that's okay, but this is my favorite part.
So. When you're sitting at any of the award shows and you've won a number and been nominated for countless great awards, on the award subject, are you able now? Have you gotten past the point of being nerve-wracked by it, or have you been able to, like, say, yeah, I win some, I don't win some? Where are you at with that?
Well, I hate talking, so I'm always, when they call somebody else's name as the winner, there's always a lot of relief because I know I'm not going to have to get up and talk.
But anything to get out of making a congratulations speech. Yeah. Well.
But I love to win because your whole team wins, you know.
Yeah.
You get off the stage on the way to press and you're all high-fiving, and I like to see everybody happy and that sort of thing. So there's good and bad with everything. Chances are I took a wrong turn. Every time I had a turn to take, and I guess I broke my own heart every chance I had a heart to break. And it seems I spent my whole life just wishing on the same unlucky star. And as I watch you cross the barroom, I wonder what my chances are. Well, I know you've been around and you've seen what you needed to see. And at night, when you're dreaming, you're probably not dreaming about me. Oh, it's safe to say I've stumbled, but I've managed to make it through this far. And as I take one step, and then another, I wonder what my chances are. I have watched the world go by, hand in hand, and wondered why I'm still so alone. Should I lay down my foolish pride and maybe finally find my heart a home? The band just started playing a simple song I used to know. I take your hand and walk you out, dance to the rhythm way down low. Every heart has a story, but mine just has a few more scars. But they would heal if you would hold me and tell me what my chances are. Mine would heal if you would hold me and tell me what my chances are.
You tell us what you were thinking of and what the desire of what kind of record you wanted to make with this album.
I had made so many records where I considered a lot of things, extraneous things other than just what I felt like doing that day, you know? And so my husband produced this record, and Luke Lewis at my record label at the time said, you know what I'd love to hear? And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We're fine. But I'd love to hear you and Frank go make a record and don't think about anything. Make the record. We won't even come by the studio if you don't want us to. Turn it in and let's see what happens. And that's where this record came from.
And you and I mentioned Luke before, Luke Lewis, one of the icons in the Nashville music business legacy. Luke has to be the perfect partner in that regard.
The only partner.
Well,
that,
other
you know?
Than Frank, your husband.
Right.
I guess he's the main partner.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, how many record label heads, you know, say something like
yeah.
that, you know? And so I've spent a lot of time with Luke and just sitting around, you know, with the guitar and that sort of thing. And I know his love for music, and he introduced me to so much great music. And so I was a very fortunate artist to get to work with him.
You are a legend in country music. You're asked to do a lot as an artist in country music. Here you are.
Yeah.
The morning after doing a Grammys thing, and you're here working. Talk about that work ethic that a lot of country artists have, if not all.
Mm-hmm. The odd thing, for me, is that these one-on-one type of things that go on, like you and I are having right now, that's my favorite. The big, loud music and the big and the red carpets and all that kind of stuff is not my favorite thing. So it's not, they know, people that work with me know, it's easy to get her to go do this kind of thing because I love talking about music with people who care about music, not
right.
people who care about what I'm wearing, people who care about who just walked in the door, that sort of thing. So I grew up in a radio station. My dad was worked at a radio station, on-air personality, and so it...
Oh, well, keep talking.
My mom, it's funny because my mom was going to school at Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches, Texas, and getting her master's degrees, and they couldn't afford a babysitter, so every day I got dropped. Now, it wasn't anything like this. It wasn't nice, you know, but it was a little bitty radio station, but... Oh, I spent tons and tons of time, and so you can imagine how comfortable.
Primed and ready. For
Yeah.
You literally knew the culture inside a radio station, inside and out.
Yeah. If I walk in and see the microphones and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, you know how little things that happened to you when you were a small child are comforting. It's comforting to me.
Used to own the hardware store, but now it and him ain't around no more. Don't know the whole story, but I've overheard some. I know he's who I got my drinking from. Jesus, can you save me from going crazy? I need some help getting out of this town. Are there any answers up in the hereafter? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on down while I'm still able to be found?
guys around here want a girl who's rich. Even if I was, I wouldn't be no catch. But this ain't where I want to settle down. I want to be gone when fall rolls around. Jesus, can you save me from going crazy? I need some help getting out of this town. Are there any answers up in the hereafter? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on down while I'm still able to be found? Sitting in the bleachers at the football field, got a pretty good buzz from a cord I just killed. It's a cold Sunday morning and the church bells ring, and I can just about hear all the good folks sing. Jesus, can you save me from going crazy? I need some help getting out of this town. Are there any answers up in the hereafter? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on down while I'm still able to be found? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on down while I'm still able to be found?
Well, now it's you and Frank, your husband, and you're being given that leash to go on your own. How did you come across the songs that you felt really were touching your own heart? Because there wasn't anybody feeding you material. You were determining it.
Mm-hmm. And we've always been like that. Frank was my A&R guy when I was on my first record deal. And we have songs that I have right now that I've had that he pitched me for my first record. You know, we collect songs. That's what we do. And songwriters, you know, Buddy Miller and Jim Lauderdale both used to sleep on Frank's couch, you know, back when they split time between LA and Nashville, you know. And so I feel like we collect songwriters at our house, and we're always looking for those next ones, like Mindy Smith and Hayes Carl and people like that. And it's a part of our lives. I mean, truly, sometimes I think, ooh, too much, because we've got two daughters and now they're totally immersed in music, and I think maybe they might would have liked to have done something else, but it's a part of our fabric, you know. And Nashville was built on the songwriter,
right?
You know,
yeah.
It pains me to see now a lot of acts, you know, I use quotations, you know, writing their own material, because there are a lot of genius, brilliant writers in Nashville that can't get cuts right now, you know, because they don't do whatever that is, you know. So, but I just love a great storyteller.
Aubrey Sellers, your daughter, when she approached you about wanting to, quote, commit to being a singer, what was your reaction as a parent who, you know, knows the highs and lows of the business? What was your initial reaction?
Well, I was elated, and I'll tell you why. Because before that, she wanted to be an actress.
Oh.
Wanted to move to L.A. and be an actress. I was like...
An apple and an orange.
Panicking.
Okay.
So I was thrilled. First of all, it is the family business, and we do know about it. You know, yeah. We know how to go about it. We know not saying that there's one right way, but I mean, we can at least guide. And everybody asks me all the time, what advice do you give Aubrey? First of all, she's way smarter than me, so she does not need my advice. I just kind of stand way back and watch her ahead of me. And if I see her get out of lines, I just reach up, tap her over just a little bit, you know, but she's very smart, and I had no reservations at all. Not to mention the fact that she has the gift, and to know that she had that gift and might not be using it, that pained me.
It's hard to say. So he smiled at me with a wicked grin. He reached into his coat and then he gave me a bottle full of something sweet. Said I'll fill it up every time we. Get my name in his book. Now I sleep all day and I'm out all night. And I can't tell wrong from right. You know I'd change if I could, but being bad, it feels so good. Oh, mama, the way that I'm living, if I ever get to heaven, it's a doggone shame.
Playing the Roxy, and we actually have right now, I'm going to let the phones ring, first five people that call us at 818-677-3090, that's 818-677-3090, you'll get a chance to see this legend, Leanne Womack, in the small hall of the Roxy tomorrow night if you call right now. Now back to what I was about to say as the phones are ringing, and the performance you've done today just underscores what a true professional you are and how dedicated you are to your craft. And we can't say nothing but thank you, thank you, thank you, and encourage all our listeners. The Way I'm Living is the album. Chances are just nominated for a Grammy tomorrow night at the Roxy. God bless you, and keep making magic.
Thank you so much.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Leanne Womack here live on KCSN.